Welcome to this course sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute. This course, which is part of our Activity Management series, is not only intended for activity directors and activity staff, but clearly other departments can benefit from the content, which deals with gaining staff and department head support. Our primary intent for this home study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Healthcare Training Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is Anne Rogers. I will be the narrator of this 2-CD set. The author of the script is Kathy Zugel. She holds a master's degree in social work, a master's degree in education, has been a licensed nursing home administrator, as well as been an activity director in a 200-bed intermediate skilled facility. Ms. Zugel is also a founding member of the National Association of Activity Professionals. The purpose of the course is to assist you in getting support from staff and department heads in your facility. As individual concepts are presented, if the concept seems to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make notes regarding the application of the idea to your facility. Also, each track is very content dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content as often as needed. For the purposes of brevity, most generally, I will use the term resident. However, if you deal with patients, consumers, clients, etc., transpose resident for the term that is most meaningful to you in your work setting. On this 2-CD set, we will discuss administrator support, developing clout with nursing, conquering your conflict avoidance, priorities and strategies for your wish list, how to get them to follow through, 5 ways to gain respect, getting PT, OT, and speech schedule coordination, grumbling, complaining, and over-apologizing, proven steps to getting cooperation, knowing risks, obstacles to gaining staff support, overcoming uncertainty, committing to change, and tracking your progress. So let's get started. This course is entitled Step-by-Step Proven Techniques to Get Department Head and Staff Support. So, how do you get department heads and staff to support your activity program? First, let's talk about how I'm going to define support for the purposes of this course. I'm going to talk about support specific to 3 areas. First, as you know, surveyor guidelines are telling the surveyors to look for all staff, including CNAs, to be involved in the provision of activities to the resident. Secondly, medication schedules, shower schedules, therapy treatment sessions, etc., are to be scheduled in such a manner as to accommodate residents' attendance at activities, as long as it is not counterindicated in their treatment plan. Third, surveyor guidelines specifically mention transporting residents who need assistance to and from activities. This level of support sounds good in a state surveyor's interpretive guideline manual, but how do you encourage this support from department heads and staff to happen in your facility? What does it mean to you to have department head and staff support? Let me brainstorm with you for a minute regarding some possible questions you may have. See how many of these you have already thought of. First, let's start with, how do I get my director of nursing to talk to the charge nurse to create a medication schedule that enhances participation in activities? Or how about, how do I get the speech, physical, and occupational therapists to schedule treatments that optimize resident attendance in an activity of their choice? First, let's start by making a partial list of key individuals in the facility from whom you need support. The director of nursing, in most facilities, is your key for getting medication and shower schedules changed to facilitate residents' participation in an activity. The director of nursing can also facilitate CNAs conducting activities with residents. Your dietary supervisor is the key person whose support you need not only to order punch for your next party, but also to follow through with taking action regarding residents' complaints about the food. Also, as mentioned previously, you need the support of the therapist to schedule around your activities and not during them for residents wishing to attend. And last but not least, of course, is your administrator. If your administrator can see the value of your program receiving support from the director of nursing, trickling down to the charge nurse and the CNAs, the dietary supervisor, the office manager, and the therapist, would you agree that half your battle is won? So let's spend the rest of this track talking about how to get support from your administrator. Would you agree that your administrator has been hired not only to run a quality facility, but also a facility that meets the 2 C's? By the 2 C's, I mean compliance and census. Compliance, of course, means compliance with state and federal regulations. And by census, I mean how full or empty the beds are in your facility. Clearly, if you have too many empty beds for too long, your facility would need to close. So how full or empty your facility is a definite priority to your administrator. So what difference do compliance and census make to you? Well, a lot.